This cast you as a sports artist is what it did. You began to, or continued on, specializing in that.
Well, yeah, sports just appealed to me as a subject matter. And I guess my genes, because my Uncle Woody was really the first sports artist, and I saw things when I was a kid, artwork of sports. It kind of just stuck in me, I guess, and I did a lot of other things.
Well, let me just go through here a few of these, and you make a comment about them. You did the official 1980 U.S. Open portrait?
Correct.
You had done the 58 U.S. Open painting of Southern Hills.
Right.
And the program cover of the 1970 PGA at Southern Hills of Arnold Palmer and Billy Casper.
Right.
Were you around those guys any, Arnold Palmer and Billy Casper?
What were
they like to be around?
Well, just typical golfers, great pros. They're great party boys, except for Nicklaus.
What do you mean, except for Nicklaus?
Well, he was more straight-laced, I would say. I mean, he was more focused. He was from Ohio. He was an Ohio State boy, and he was much more of a dedicated, full-time golfer, where Palmer and Casper and those guys, they were more fun-loving, and they were more loosey-goosey. Nicklaus knew that he was going to be a legacy.
Probably didn't drink as much as the others did.
He didn't drink as much as the other one.
Right. You did the official poster of the 2001 U.S. Open at Southern Hills.
Right.
And then jumping back in years, the NIT Championship in 1981. This is when Tulsa University won the NIT with
great Nolan Richardson.
Nolan Richardson.
Uh-huh. You did Paul Pressey.
And Paul Pressey, right?
Yeah. We call him the rubber band man.
And TU's victory over Notre Dame in 2010. Were you there for that?
Yes, sir. I was on the sideline. Oh, boy, was I ever. That's when Bubba Cunningham, who was the AD at the time, it was just finishing up the second quarter, almost the halftime, he walked by and I said, "Bubba, we're going to win this thing." And he said, "Shut up, Amelia." I said, "We're beating them in the trenches, and we're faster than they are." Around the beginning of the fourth quarter, he came back by and said, "Keep that thought." I said, "Hell, it's set, man." I said, "Watch this. This is going to be crazy. This is another one." I said, "I get this gut feeling. I had it at this game. I had it at that Ohio State game. I picked Nicklaus in 1980 when he won the U.S. Open at Baltusrol against Aoki, the great Japanese player. I followed and I said, Jack's going to win this thing." He came out of the woodwork with and Lee Trevino and all that great group. You talk about a party boy. Whee! Anyway, the game at Notre Dame was, again, a classic. David Salu Goliath, you know. And I did the sculpture before. It's called Salute. Bubba Cunningham came up with this idea, and he tried it when he was at Notre Dame as an assistant athletic director. That's how we got to play Notre Dame, by the way. He knew the AD at Notre Dame, and over a few adult beverages, Bubba conned him into getting TU to play Notre Dame, which was a coup. Anyway, he had this idea when he was up there, and he said, "I couldn't find any artist or anybody that would come up with anything." And he said, "Finally, there's one guy there in South Bend. Oh, yeah, that's a great idea." Well, he never did anything with it. And then Bubba went to Ball State, ran that program, did a beautiful job, and then he came to TU. We got to know each other. I brought him out to play tennis. He's a good athlete, I'll put it that way. He was on the Notre Dame golf team. So anyway, he said, "You know, Jay, I've had this idea," and he told me the story. I said, "I'll work up something for you." He said, "Yeah, I've heard that before." Well, 10 days later, I called him. I said, "I got something to show you." And I did this big rendering of the salute. And it's an offensive lineman. As they do, they'll hold their helmets up when they have kickoffs. You know, it's a symbol. He looks, he says, "Damn, that's it." So we did a sculpture of it. Around the base is the history of TU, highlights of their career, and on the other side, Notre Dame and all their highlights of their fabulous background. All that was incorporated into the base. Bubba came up with this idea. They wanted to present one to Notre Dame as a thank you for having little TU come up to South Bend to play. So they decided we'd cast up two of them. And the equipment manager from TU called me and said, "That equipment truck's leaving in about 3 hours. Could you bring that other sculpture out here?" And I said, "Why?" And he said, "Well, Bubba's got this idea of presenting one to Notre Dame," which already was boxed and going there. "But we thought, just in case we might win this ball game, wouldn't it be neat to unveil that for the kids in the locker room?" And that's what we did. Arnett, great player for TU, great defensive player, knocked out their quarterback in the first quarter. Cole cocked him on the sideline. So they brought in this freshman. Well, coaching, when they study the game film, they're coaching against that quarterback and the way his tendencies are. And they didn't even know about this kid who was a freshman. He threw four touchdown passes. And last 36 seconds, they got down on about the 10-yard line. All they had to do was have one play to the middle. It was over on the side marker. All they had to have one play just move the guy over to the middle. They had one of the best kickers in the country. Chip shot. Win the ball game by one. What did they do? The young freshman quarterback threw a pass, and his arm, you could just tell, froze. Later in the locker room, we were in there with the press corps. This was Kelly's first year there as a head coach at Notre Dame. And the reporter said, "Coach, what in the world were you thinking of having that play instead of just moving it one more down and then kick a field goal and win the ball game?" He said, "Well, our coaches all decided we have a 6'3 All-American receiver. They have a 5'9 defensive back. All he has to do is throw that ball up, and our 6'3 receiver will win the ball game, and he's in the end zone." We didn't count on that our freshman quarterback's arm froze. That was the difference, 28-27. And I have this gut feeling when I saw that TU and Notre Dame were going to play, I just said, "I'm going to that ball game. I'm going to be there."
So then they won, and this is in 2010 again. That sculpture then, that extra one that was sent, what became of that?
Well, we presented one to the great president, Stedman Upman, when he first retired. And they had an unveiling on the stage and unveiled the thing. We gave one to him. TU's got one. One's in the coach's office. And one's at Notre Dame.
And again, that's the sculpture of?
Salute.